Hello, this is Michelle Molitor with Nectar Consulting, your executive confidence coach and rapid rewire expert. I hope you enjoy this recording I've made especially for you on saying no with grace and grit. So sit back, relax, and allow yourself to take it all in. And when you're ready to schedule your rapid transformational breakthrough session, then visit my website, nectarconsulting.com. Blessings. I'm simply going to give you some instructions that can help you achieve a state of both physical and mental relaxation. What I'd like you to do is simply make yourself comfortable, sitting or lying with your feet and hands not quite touching, just in an open, receiving pose, knowing that you're receiving some wonderful and positive words and healing today. And this is really your time to experience a wonderful, relaxed state of being as you let your body and mind just sink more deeply into your chair, helping you experience total serenity and peace every time you listen to this recording to calm your mind and relax your body. So just close your eyes now and notice any spots in your body where you're carrying any tension from the day, making the decision to just let go of that tension, feeling it as it dissolves away easily as you allow all the muscles in your body to become more and more relaxed as your breathing becomes slower, more rhythmic with each and every breath you take. And as you begin, just look up as high as you possibly can, as if you're looking into your own eyebrows, keeping your eyes rolled up, keeping your eyes glued to a real or imagined spot overhead, putting all your attention on that spot. And as you do, just breathe in all the way in and breathe out. Keeping your eyes rolled up, take another deep breath in, breathe out. And each time you blink, that is relaxation, that is hypnosis coming upon you. And just one more time, keeping your eyes rolled up all the way up. And as you're exhaling out, just closing your eyelids right down, all the way down, deeper and deeper down. And as your eyelids shut down, you can feel that fluttering in your eyes, that flicker, that flutter. And that's a perfect sign that you're responding as the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, dreamy, drowsy. Your eyelids are starting to feel right now as if they've been glued shut, sealed shut, locked together. And soon you'll find the harder you try to open your eyes, the more you find they are glued shut, sealed shut, locked tight. As you really learn what it means for you to let go so fully and completely into a deep state of relaxation. So just forget all about your eyes now. They can go wherever they might go and allow a drifting, floating feeling to wash over your whole body like a warm summer's breeze just picture in your own mind's eye 10 steps descending. And if you drop your chin just a fraction, you can really feel that looking down sensation that you would get as you look over a balcony or down a flight of stairs. So you're looking down those 10 steps now in your mind's eye. As I count backwards, you're going to see your feet, hear your feet, even feel your feet making contact with every step as you go deeper. You're moving on to that 10th step now, as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. Taking step 9 and 8 as you're traveling all the way down more and more quickly or gradually, turning your attention to the sound of my voice goes with you. You're taking step 7 as you drift further and further into the abyss of your own internal awareness. You're taking step 6 as you sink deeper and deeper into a wonderfully relaxed state with every breath, every sound, every movement, as you drift deeper still with every number I count. You're taking step 5 and you're halfway down as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You're taking step 4 as every sound, every noise, every sensation inside out becomes less and less important as you drift deeper and further into the most wonderful healing, the most liberating, the most empowering state of relaxation and hypnosis. You're taking step 3 and 2 as you calmly, easily float into an even deeper level with every word, every beat of your heart, every breath that you take. And deeper simply means you're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step 1 as you drift, float, dream down into a deeper level. You go deeper, and the more you go deeper, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. Just sleep deeply, 10, 20, 100 times deeper. And every time I click my fingers and say the words, sleep deeply, go deeply, drift deeply, you're simply going deeper and deeper into an awareness of yourself, connecting with your subconscious mind as you just breathe deeply, go deeply, sleep deeply, relax deeply. Imagining that your arms, your hands are so heavy now, that if I were to lift them, if I were there in the room with you and I were to lift one of your arms, it would remain loose, limp, relaxed, heavy. Feeling the weight of your body surrendering into the chair as your conscious mind goes off and enjoys this wonderful feeling. Starting right now and speaking to that deeper part of you, I'm speaking to your unconscious mind. And as your unconscious mind comes forward, your conscious mind just drifts further and further away as you go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you enjoy it so much as you relax deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper, I want you to know something. That hypnosis is not about being asleep. It's a sleep of the nervous system. And all you need to know is how suggestible you are. It's about going to a level where you're proving to yourself that your mind will accept whatever you tell it, because your mind does exactly what it thinks you want it to do. And once you know this, once you know how suggestible you are, then you can begin to tell your mind, instruct your mind, direct your mind to think better things. And you can do this each and every day so easily, so effortlessly, until it becomes second nature. So all I need you to know is how suggestible you are. And so I want to show you how extraordinarily suggestible you are. And I want you to imagine now that your eyes are glued shut, sealed shut, locked together, actually fused together, so much so that even thinking about opening your eyes is just something you can't even be bothered with. And when I ask you to try to open your eyes, it just feels like way, way, way too much work. Your eyes are heavy, droopy, drowsy. They are glued shut, sealed shut, locked tight. And even if you try to open your eyes, you find they're locked tight. And you go deeper. And you try to open your eyes and you find they are sealed shut. And you go deeper. And just one more time, you try to open your eyes and you find they are locked tight, sealed shut, fused together, as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. So you've just proven to yourself that you're very suggestible. The fluttering is proof. The blinking is proof that you're incredibly suggestible. And now that you know how suggestible you are, which you now do know, you now have to learn how to give yourself better suggestions, because your mind doesn't care if what you tell it is right or wrong, good or bad, healthy or unhealthy, true or false. It just lets it in. So as you tell your mind these meaningless suggestions, you'll be absolutely wide open to accepting meaningful suggestions about being able to say yes to what you want to say yes to, and saying no to what you need to say no to. Saying no to those things that no longer serve you, aren't aligned with your core values, enabling you to speak your truth from your heart, taking back your power and being so good at it. And as you go deeper and deeper, you're drifting to a healing level. And at this healing level, your subconscious mind is very receptive. It's taking in everything. And as you're taking in everything, I need to tell you something really important that I need to tell you. You are enough. You always have been enough. You always will be enough. You are enough right now. And as you know that you are enough, you can easily, calmly, concisely, confidently say no to the things that are pulling you in too many directions, the things that are not the best use of your time, your talents, your brilliance, your expertise. So as you go deeper and deeper, you're so aware of this phenomenal transformation taking place in you as you step fully into your power, because now you know that you are enough. always have been enough, always will be enough as you make this subtle yet powerful change in your subconscious mind. The rest of your life is changing too, because now that you know that you're enough, everyone else around you knows it too. They know that you are enough because you know that you are enough, and as you respect yourself, love yourself, honor yourself for your talents, your expertise, your genius, everyone else around you recognizes it too. They're respecting your time, your talents, your brilliance. They're paying you what you're worth, respecting your time, honoring who you are because you matter. Your opinion matters. You have value, and even when there is a lot happening in your life and you have a lot on your plate, you now have phenomenal coping skills. You have outstanding, remarkable, phenomenal coping skills, and you can cope with anything life has to offer you because you now know you are able to discern what you need to say yes to and what you need to say no to. To honor yourself, to maintain your boundaries, to honor your core values, and be able to fulfill on the things that are absolutely the most important to you, because you're listening to and trusting your intuition about what is needed in each moment. You make your life extraordinary because you are extraordinary. You matter. And you live life in a way because you know that you matter. Other people know you matter. All because you made the decision, the choice, to say no to the things that no longer align with your values. Right now, I want you to massively increase your own sense of self-worth and self-value and self-esteem. As I speak, your self-esteem is soaring. Your self-worth is skyrocketing up with your sense of self-belief. They are all going up with every word I speak. Your sense of self-worth, self-value, self-esteem are increasing minute by minute. And those old issues from your past, those stories you've been carrying around that no longer serve your growth and expansion, are decreasing, shrinking, fading, going, gone. And every day as you increase your sense of self-worth, your self-image, your self-value is rising. Any and everyone around you increases their sense of your worth and your value too. And as you increase your self-worth, your self-value, your self-esteem, you are easily, effortlessly, concisely, kindly saying no to the things that no longer serve you, like extra demands being asked of you. But you easily, effortlessly say no as you honor yourself, your body, mind, and spirit. You like yourself. You really like yourself. You love yourself. You like other people, and people like you because you like them. They like you because you like yourself. You love yourself. You believe in yourself. You boost your self-esteem every day with self-praise. You know exactly what to do. You're aware of this powerful, positive transformation taking place in you right now. You're aware of a permanent, all-pervasive change that is taking place in you every day as my voice goes with you. It has the most powerful, the most profound, the most healing, the most permanent, the most all-pervasive impact on you. And as my words go with you, as my voice goes with you, as you listen to this recording every day for at least 21 days, and then regularly after that, you hear these words with and without this recording, you still hear these words because all you have to do every day to transform so powerfully is to think these thoughts, to hear these words, to see these images in your mind's eye. You're responding powerfully to these direct mental commands as your brilliant mind is locking on to every word I'm saying. And the most wonderful thing of all is that just hearing these words is causing your mind to picture everything I'm describing. And then it goes ahead and it creates it. For your mind must act in a way that matches your thinking, and your body must act in a way that matches your mind. And you must act in a way that's consistent with your thinking. So every day you say out loud, I am enough. I matter. I am significant. Today I'm honoring myself, my body, my spirit. You increase your sense of self-worth and self-value every day when you say out loud, I am enough. I'm lovable. I'm worthy. My time matters. And every day you recognize that you have extraordinary skills and talents, and you love to share them with the world. You are an extraordinary expert at what you do. And as you let these words sink deeply into your subconscious, you know that you are so beautifully, so perfectly, so easily and effortlessly transforming and changing, healing yourself in the most stellar, the most profound, the most fundamental way. And every time you listen to this recording, and you listen to it a lot regularly, consistently, you think these thoughts and hear these words and see these images, accepting these suggestions as you respond powerfully to these direct mental commands, knowing that just hearing these words is causing your mind to picture it, to manifest it, to create it. And you have the most phenomenal power to make your life extraordinary. And you are tapping into that power, using that power, because your mind is influenced by a network of intelligence, a network of intelligence which is run by your own mind and influences your body. And even now you are drifting to the most deep, healing, powerful, profound, transformative level, where you're changing everything that needs to be changed. You're saying yes to what you need to say yes to, and no to what you need to say no to. And you're letting these words into your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is letting go of the beliefs that no longer serve you, that you no longer believe. You're rewiring your mind, your beliefs, your habits of thinking. And you're feeling extraordinary. Everything is in the right place at the right time, because you are phenomenal at what you do and who you are. Everything is so much more available to you now. And this image of you as a remarkable person, an amazing human being, is becoming so clear, so real, so lifelike. It is so attainable to you because everything is in the right place at the right time, making it attainable. All because you know that you are enough. You are worthy. You matter. And because you know that you are enough, that you provide value, your voice matters, you are easily, effortlessly, compassionately saying no to the things that you really need to say no to, and saying yes to the things that honor your body, mind, and spirit. And it's all so easy, and you get great results as you honor yourself and follow your intuition. You are free from overwhelm. You are easily and effortlessly able to handle everything that comes your way because you have phenomenal coping skills and you remember everything. I'm telling you, you have an amazing memory and your conscious mind is expanding, taking in more and more information as you remember everything. And you excite your imagination, which causes your conscious mind to expand. You are outstanding. You do what you love and love what you do because you have purpose, you have passion, and it shows through your expertise every day and more and every time you listen to this recording and you listen to it a lot. You know that you have meaning, that you have value because you are outstanding and you're changing yourself. You are rapidly rewiring your mind. In a minute, I'm going to slowly, calmly, easily, effortlessly bring you back to full awareness. You're going to remember how good it feels to say yes to that which is important to you and no to that which is not so important. And you're smiling as you know how good it feels as your life begins to start changing today in a powerful, positive, all-pervasive way at a deep cellular level that is releasing you from the old beliefs you no longer need to believe in, especially every time you see the color amber, just like the color of honey, leaving you feeling so calm, so peaceful, so comfortable in your skin as you let go of what you need to let go of and invite in just what you need to invite in because you know how to easily, effortlessly, clearly set boundaries for yourself. So feeling remarkable, feeling extraordinary, feeling wonderful. On the count of one and two, you are slowly, calmly, easily, effortlessly returning to your full awareness, feeling amazing. On the count of three and four, feeling so peaceful, happy, feeling liberated, feeling so empowered, feeling elated and fully alive. On the count of five, just take a deep breath in, open up your eyes and put a smile on your face, knowing that you are enough right now.